RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I want to dive into our World Series preview here, but it feels like we need to go back to the Mavericks for at least a minute. Alec,
do we?
Could you? I'm sorry. I feel like we need to. Alec, yeah. Can you give me cut number three and Victor Wembanyama looking like the best player on planet Earth?
Wembanyama, the spin move on Christie. Pull up baseline jumper. Caught it. Victor Wembanyama. It's a 40-point game. It's his fifth career 40-point game. 112-82. Spurs, their largest lead of 30, and the Spurs bench starting to empty out a little bit.
Yeah, which makes sense. So
sure did.
There was a stat out there in the world. Stats Williams on Twitter. Wemby is the first player to have 40 points, 15 rebounds, zero turnovers, and shoot 70%+ from the field since 1978.
Wow. 1978.
Yeah. So it's been 47 years.
Modern day Wilt, man.
It feels like that potential is there. And we go back just a couple of years. And I know we talked a lot about Cooper Flagg. We go back just a couple of years before Wemby came out. This was the player that other NBA players were looking forward to seeing.
Yeah.
And he probably should have won. Yeah, that I just saw a replay. I think it was Castle who threw a pass up to him from about the three-point line. Wemby catches it, turns around, and does a reverse jam after jumping like between the two circles. It was unfreaking believable. This was the player that other NBA players wanted to see. He arguably should have been Defensive Player of the Year his first year.
Sure.
He finished second. He definitely would have won the award last year if he didn't get hurt. He led the league in blocks last year, even though he played like 45 games. That's crazy.
That's insane.
He played like, it's like between 43 and 46 out of the 82 games, and he led the league in blocks. I swear I think the stat sheet is wrong because I thought he had 10 blocks last night.
It felt like he did.
It really did.
He's unbelievable. I mean, it was like, I get it. There's probably some Mavs panic, and I also feel that. I'm not sure. I mean, for a team that was supposed to be, and we thought, okay, defensively, they could be a juggernaut.
Right.
You have 93 points in three quarters.
Yeah.
But some of that's also, I don't know how you guard Wemby. I mean, to Alex's point earlier with Anthony Davis, like he's backing Anthony Davis down in the post.
Easily.
AD's doing everything he can. And Wemby's just like, ha, I got you. I mean, you can't block his shot. He covers ground. The reach that he's got, the wingspan, he can do everything. He's got the handles of a point guard for somebody that's like 8 foot tall.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It feels.
I didn't want to believe the Wemby hype. And it's just me hating the Spurs. The guy's, I think he's already the best player in the league.
Man, and easily, a lot of folks had him tabbed as top 10. The biggest thing for him, obviously, is going to be staying healthy. And if he stays healthy.
Yeah. And I'm glazing 2-4. I am.
You have a
possibility.
I don't
like it, but I'm doing it.
It's only one game, but consider this. He is now the favorite to win MVP.
And he should be.
Not from me, from the Vegas betting odds. He's already the overwhelming favorite to win Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
And you can't help but wonder how good the Spurs will get and how quickly they will get that good. Now, I want to throw it to cut number six. Here's Cooper Flagg right to the point, breaking down how he played.
Not great. I mean, obviously didn't play incredibly well, but you know, I moved past it. You know, trying to focus and start getting Friday.
Did you feel like you were starting to assert yourself a little bit in the third quarter?
Just trying to be a little bit more aggressive. Trying to assert myself a little bit, but you know, just trying to take what was there. But I got to be a little more aggressive off the rip.
I like that. Even with the question that was a positive question to move in that direction, he was like, yeah. Kinda, I guess. And yeah, not great. And I think that's a fair way to put it. 10 points, 10 rebounds. He had two, whether it was the tip in or the lob to start the game. And man, how quickly did that change? In the first 15 seconds of the game, I was like, holy crap, we're going to be awesome forever. Because it was a bad pass. He gets it. I don't know if they actually registered that as a steal. Leads it down. And you could see, he gives the perfect pass and tells the guy, throw it back up to me. And he does. And you're like, oh my God, this is going to be awesome. And then he does not finish the alley-oop. And the rest of the game was terrible.
But still the youngest player in NBA history to have a double-double in his debut.
Oh, in your face, LeBron. And like I said, you look back at it. I know the Wizards are not supposed to be good. I want to see how he does Friday night in game two. He had a very similar stat line to Luka in his first ever game. And then Luka in game two, I think, had like 21 points, give or take. So we'll see how that goes. All right. World Series.
What about it?
That actually might answer my first question. What is your excitement level? That feels like perhaps your excitement level is not super high.
No, I just think that the Dodgers are too good. Like, the Dodgers are just a juggernaut. It'd be fun if Toronto could give them a series. And
yes,
what Vlad Guerrero Jr.'s done this postseason has been epic.
Yes.
But I just, the Dodgers pitching is unbelievable. I mean, their lineup on paper, it's like a Hall of Fame roster. So I'm not really super excited or pumped up at all. And I don't really care for either team.
Alec, excitement level in the World Series, but also 6.5 to 1 on your money if the Dodgers sweep.
Oh,
that feels like, just value wise, that feels like perhaps a reasonable play to look at.
Well, yeah, I would make a play on that, because after this morning's events with Corey, I'm scared to bet. So I'll make fantasy plays instead. Interest level, it's a little bit higher than I expected, because I'm really intrigued to see if Vladdy can continue this just earth-shattering streak that he's been on.
Yes.
And it's kind of at the point where I don't know if Bo Bichette coming back really changes anything for me, because I think Vladdy is going to dictate if Toronto's even in this series or not. I'm still generally uninterested, because I think the Dodgers are superhuman, and the way their pitching has rebounded this season, they went into a slump at the perfect time, because they figured it out and it is looking beautiful. It's some of the best pitching that we've seen all season from any team, including the bullpen, which their bullpen was not great at one point this year. And we joked because it felt like they had 15 different closers that they signed in the offseason. Well, they figured out how to make it all work in the postseason, moving some guys around. You know, putting Sasaki in the bullpen was a genius move, because he's figured things
out. Man, no kidding.
Like, I'm interested just because there is some really talented players that are going to be playing in this series. But generally, I know that Toronto doesn't really have a chance.
Do you think then you would get more into this?
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Series, if, like, let's say you did steal a game off of Sasaki, or Vlad Guerrero goes double home run in one of them, and all of a sudden it's 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you would get more into the series once you realize like it's going to be uber competitive? If that in fact,
yeah, if this is tied at two after four and it's best of three, then absolutely.
Okay.
I think that's going to be a pretty exciting finish. I'd be stunned if that's the case. I mean, ESPN ranked the top players in the series.
Seven of the top 10 are Dodgers.
Yeah. But 11 of the top 20 are Dodgers. So, I mean, they evened it out pretty well with the Blue Jays. But, I mean, they've got players, and I get it, like Vlad Guerrero Jr. and George Springer. I mean, Vlad's been awesome throughout the entire postseason. Springer was great in the CS, had the big Game 7 home run. But ahead of Blake Snell, who has been lights out, ahead of Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman, who have been on the stage before, I don't know. I just expect the Dodgers to step up and flex their muscle. And I could see the Blue Jays getting one, but Dodgers in five just seems like that's what's going
to
happen.
And I want to go back to that top 10. It feels particularly difficult for the Blue Jays in that number one is a Dodger in Shohei by probably a pretty good a margin. But then also four, five, six, seven are Dodgers. But probably more important than that, one, four, and five are all Dodgers starting pitchers.
Yeah.
Like,
it's been historic.
Good luck.
Right.
They had the greatest rotational ERA in the history of the NLCS. That happened. Like outside of Shohei in his maybe the greatest single game performance in the history of organized athletics mm-hmm. and certainly in baseball, they have that. And so 4-1 Dodgers win is the lowest betting wager that you can get in terms of the tightest line. So it goes, and this kind of gives you an idea of how lopsided they feel this series will be. 4-1 is first, 4-2 Dodgers is second, 4-3 Dodgers is third, 4-3 Blue Jays is fourth, barely ahead of the Dodgers sweep. So from the betting odds, they think it's about as likely that the Dodgers sweep that the Blue Jays can win in seven games. And then the Blue Jays winning in six, five, and four go way down the list. If you think the Blue Jays can sweep, that's 16-1. Even that feels like an inaccurate line. I feel like that should be like 30-1 or something along those lines.
That would be an all-time upset in sports history. Maybe yes. The biggest. If the Blue Jays were to sweep the Dodgers.
So let's assume it doesn't go that way. Let's assume it goes the way that Zach thinks it's going to go. Are the Dodgers ruining baseball then? Or are they showing you the way that this thing is going to need to get done? Because you saw, I mean, you've seen Tampa in the mix plenty of times. We had when Kansas City won with not an outrageous payroll and things like that. But now you have what feels like it's shifting into the new kind of evil empire based on all the money they spend, the very clever accounting tactics that they have used with a couple of their players. If they roll through this after having a fine regular season, but nothing amazing about it, and then just flipping the switch and crushing everybody. They've lost one postseason game. So let's say they sweep or they win in five. They lose one or two total postseason games, win back-to-back. Is that good for the game? Because maybe now you have an enemy or a super team to root for.
Right.
Or is it bad for the game to show, yeah, buy the best players and you'll win?
I don't think it's good for the game. Right, because that's why I'm also just not interested in the series, because I think the Dodgers have on paper, like every offseason, you're going to say, okay, who's the, like, we've got Tarek Skubal.
Yes.
And the Tigers.
Yes.
They're far, I mean, $250 million apart. Would any of us be surprised at all of a sudden here's the Dodgers and they're signing Tarek Skubal? It's like, how the hell are they doing this? But this is what's happening right now to the sport. And I don't like it at all. I don't think that's good for the sport.
Right.
But at the same time, I do wonder if like the NBA has suffered with their ratings, because now the last, what, 5 years? What's the stretch we've got?
Seven years,
different champion.
And like, as much as people bitched about it, the Warriors winning sold tickets and it brought eyeballs to the screen, especially when you saw the Warriors and Cleveland playing again and again. People might have said, but like a lot of people watch. So you can make a pretty strong argument that dynasties are good for sports viewership.
We might like the dynasty.
Yeah.
Because it either gives you something to root to hate or you just want to watch greatness.
Yes. And that, man, that is the perfect way to put it, Zach, because I could see falling either way. I could see how you're like, I just want to see something great happen. You know, we haven't had a repeat World Series champion in 25 years. So you're like, I want to see that happen. You want to see if they can win 4 in 5 years like the Yankees or, you know, go on a run. Whereas I totally understand it. I would probably be in the other group of people that is like, okay, great. You had some development, but sure, all of your best players you went out and bought, because you look at it. Who are their best players on the team right now? Ohtani went out and bought. Now, Yamamoto, he went out and bought. Snell, mm-hmm. Betts, Freeman. You didn't develop any of those people.
No. It's no doubt. And, like, I get the 858s point. Like, why is everyone making us think about this? The Yankees used to do the same thing in the early 2000s. You're right. They did. And that's part of the lack of a salary cap in Major League Baseball or whatever you want to say, their ability to just throw money around.
Does it change your dynamics? Sorry, Zach. Does it change your dynamics about, I know they said early 2000, but at least with the late 90s Yankees, whether it was Jeter, Rivera, Bernie Williams, Jorge Posada, they had a ton of their best players created.
And I felt, and this is why I don't consider it the same, when the Yankees did after that, they were trying to chase the championships and spend all the money, and it didn't work.
Yes.
It worked once in 2009.
Correct.
So to me, I look like, yes, the Yankees tried that, but it failed. I think the Red Sox have tried that to some extent, and it's failed. But the Dodgers are the team that, man, I mean, they're collecting all the Infinity Stones and just going ahead and telling the rest of the league, tell me what it tastes like.
It probably won't surprise you to know that there's only two players that are lower than 10-1 to win the World Series MVP, Shohei and Vlad.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Shohei's 2-1.
You think, who's the second Dodger? I don't think Shohei's going to get this.
This is a controversial opinion. I don't think he should have won NLCS MVP.
Because he had one. It was the one game.
It was amazing.
But that game,
it was an
all-time great performance, the best.
You're right. But they jumped out to a 3-0 lead with him doing Jack S.
Right. Yeah.
So I realize that's probably a controversial opinion. Would you say Betts?
I kind of think Freddie Freeman.
Ooh, I could see that. That's a good
answer. Did he win it last year?
Yeah, that's a better answer. Yeah, because he was a home run machine.
Yeah.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.